from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you can listen to us on voinews.id, RRI Digital, and Voi Shortwave Broadcast on 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Right now, you are listening to the highlights of the week. It presents events that happened in Indonesia for this week. Responding to reciprocal tariff policy, President Prabowo says Indonesia wants fair relations. Andi Ramdhani has the report.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto says he respects the United States President Donald Trump's decision to impose reciprocal tariffs on all imported goods entering the United States. However, he emphasized that Indonesia wants fair and equal trade relations with all countries. Speaking at the simultaneous harvest event across 14 Indonesian provinces in Majalengka, West Java on Monday, Prabowo expressed optimism about Indonesia's domestic strength and readiness to face global challenges.
Tantangan kita tidak ringan. Mungkin saudara-saudara mendengar, ya kan, seluruh dunia digoncang oleh banyak masalah.
Our challenges are not easy. The world is shaken by many problems, and the latest one is the trade war, which affect us too. But we have the strength to negotiate with all countries, including the United States. We'll express that we want good relations, fair, equal, and reciprocal. What they ask is reasonable, and we must respect that U.S. leaders are looking after their people's interests, and we too believe in our own strength. If challenges come, we face them bravely and firmly, and we will rise strong. Earlier, a statement from Prabowo's media team said the president had communicated with four ASEAN leaders to discuss responses to the U.S. policy. Prabowo exchanged views via teleconference with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Brunei Sultan Hassan Al-Bolkiah, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., and Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. ASEAN economic ministers are expected to meet soon to follow up the discussion and determine the best response to the reciprocal tariffs.
The Chief of the Indonesian National Police, General Listio Sigit Prabowo, has officially implemented a national one-way traffic system towards Jakarta and surrounding areas on toll roads starting Sunday, April 6. This measure aims to ease traffic congestion during the peak of the Eid al-Fitr return flow. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Listio Sigit said, the decision followed a joint evaluation by the Ministry of Transportation, Indonesia's toll road operator Jasa Marga, and the Police Traffic Corps, and he noted that the number of vehicles returning to Jakarta had exceeded the average.
Hasil traffic counting yang kita ikuti mulai dari...
The result of traffic monitoring from yesterday afternoon until last night showed a significant increase. That's why we decided to implement a national one-way system from kilometer 414 to kilometer 70.
One-way nasional dilaksanakan mulai dari kilometer 414 sampai dengan kilometer 70.
Moreover, Police Chief Listio Sigit said after kilometer 70, a two-lane contraflow will be applied from kilometer 70 to kilometer 36, and kilometer 36 will return to one-way traffic. Alternative routes are being prepared to prevent further congestion. Indonesia's Minister of Transportation, Dudi Purwagandi, has urged the public to remain cautious while traveling during the 8 return period. In an official statement delivered on Sunday, Minister Dudi stated that the national one-way traffic system currently in effect must be supported by drivers' compliance with traffic signs and instructions from officers on the ground.
Berkaitan dengan penyelenggaraan arus balik yang saat ini kita sedang lihat.
In regard to the return traffic management we are currently observing, I would like to first remind all travelers that since the national one-way system is now in place, please drive carefully, obey all traffic signs and field instructions, so your journey can be safe, smooth, and of course, secure.
Dalam perjalanan dapat berjalan dengan aman, lancar, dan tentunya selamat.
Moreover, Minister Dudi expressed appreciation for the public's growing awareness of traffic rules, which has helped reduce traffic accidents by 54%. He also praised the National Police and Toll Road Operator Jasa Marga for managing both homecoming and return traffic flows with strategies such as contraflow and the one-way system. You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia's Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf stated in Mojokerto Regency, East Java on Sunday that the Ministry of Social Affairs continues to support communities affected by the recent landslide disaster. He said logistic assistance such as packed rice meals had been distributed through the Mojokerto Social Affairs Office and Disaster Preparedness Cadets Tagana from a public kitchen at a sandy rest area which can prepare up to 500 portions per day.
Untuk membantu dukungan logistik buat dapur umum, ya.
To support logistic, we've set up a kitchen to serve those in the evacuation process as well as the community members involved in the evacuation efforts. Tagana units are present in every regency and city. They are responsible for logistics. Meanwhile, evacuation efforts are carried out by search and rescue team, the military, the police, their regional disaster management agency, or trained volunteers.
Meanwhile, evacuation efforts are carried out by search and rescue team, the military, the police, the regional disaster management agency, or trained volunteers. The minister also reaffirmed commitment to food aid and rescue effort after a landslide in East Java killed 10 people. Bali governor bans small plastic bottled water. Rama Sitki has the details.
Bali provincial government has issued new waste management regulations, including a ban on the production of single-use plastic bottled water under 1 liter. As reported by Antara News Agency, Governor of Bali Iwayan Koster announced the regulation in Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, April 6th, through a press statement tied to a circular letter about the Clean Bali movement. The circular also prohibits distributors and suppliers from circulating these small plastic bottles across the island. To promote the policy, the governor will meet with bottled water producers. I will invite all producers to stop producing bottled water in containers smaller than a liter, including cups. This is not allowed anymore. Gallon-sized bottles are still permitted, but not the smaller ones. We will call in all the producers. Producers in several regions and cities will also be invited. Governor Koster outlined 6 key policies to improve waste management and reduce single-use plastics. This will apply to both government and private sectors. Penalties and rewards will be given to those who fail or succeed in managing waste. Ramasitki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the Indonesian economy is based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. In his remark at the economic discussion in Jakarta on Tuesday, he emphasized that with this development basis, the Indonesian government wants domestic economic development to achieve the goals of unity and humanity. Moreover, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the Indonesian economy is based on the principle of family. Therefore, according to him, economic development in Indonesia must also prioritize the interests of the people, one of which is through food security and self-sufficiency.
Ekonomi kita apa? Ekonomi kita adalah berdasarkan Pancasila dan Undang-Undang Dasar 45. Berarti ekonomi kita harus
What is our economy? Our economy is based on Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution. This means that our economy must be based on these principles. Believe in God must contain Indonesian unity. We do not want Indonesia's growth to be disbanded. We do not want to sell our wealth cheaply. We do not want to sell our land to foreign nations cheaply. All of the goals are Indonesian unity, humanity. We do not want the weak to be left behind. We do not want the poor to compete with the strong. This is the basis of the people, and our ultimate goal is social justice. This is the basis of our government, and the implementation is on the economic articles of the 1945 Constitution, Article 33.
Furthermore, President Prabowo also said that the Indonesian government, under his current leadership, has targeted achieving self-sufficiency in food, energy, and water. According to him, this is in line with the UN's Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. Therefore, according to Prabowo, the Indonesian government is prioritizing a number of priority programs so that these development goals can be achieved, one of which is through the downstreaming of industry. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the National Harvest Festival held in Randegan, Wetan Village, Majalengka Regency, West Java Province on Monday. The event was part of a simultaneous harvest celebration conducted across 14 provinces and 156 regencies cities throughout Indonesia as a reflection of the government's commitment to strengthening national food security. In his remarks, President Prabowo once again emphasized the vital role of farmers as the backbone of the nation.
Saudara-saudara sekalian, terutama para petani, saya ingin menyampaikan penghargaan saya.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially our farmers, I'd like to express my deepest appreciation to all of you. You are the backbone of the nation. Farmers are food producers. Without food, there is no nation. I have said this repeatedly for many years. Without food, there is no nation. Without food, there is no unitary state of Republic of Indonesia.
Tanpa pangan, tidak ada negara. Tanpa pangan, tidak ada NKRI.
On the same occasion, the president also expressed his appreciation to all parties who had worked tirelessly to maintain traditional stability during the month of Ramadan and through the Eid al-Fitr period, including effort in controlling the prices of staple goods. He also highlighted the outstanding performance of the agricultural sector teams who have continued to ensure an even increase food production amidst global challenges. Indonesia's Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman, is optimistic that Indonesia's food stocks will be safe and that Indonesia's dream of becoming the world's food barn will soon come true. More detail by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman is optimistic that Indonesia's food stocks will be safe and Indonesia's big dream of becoming a world food barn can become a reality. If the normalization of irrigation for 2 million hectares of land has been completed. This was conveyed by Andi Amran Sulaiman in the simultaneous rice harvest of 14 provinces in Majalengka, West Java, Monday. Andi Amran explained, currently the irrigation normalization cooperation with the Ministry of Public Works is underway. In addition to irrigation normalization, according to Amran, food stock are safe and Indonesian big dreams can be achieved. Because the president policy have been done and relatively completed.
Also irrigation with the Minister of Public Works, we have started working. All of the policies of Mr. President, starting from providing seeds, agricultural machinery, pumping and paddy fields, fertilizers, then the government purchase price to absorb unhauled rice are relatively completed.
On the same occasion, Amran said that the rice absorption by Perum Bulog has increased by 2,000%. Amran also revealed that the current rice stock in Bulog's warehouse is 2.4 million tons. It is estimated that by the end of April, the supply will increase to 3 million tons. Because Bulog warehouse are full, Amran explained that the government has to rent rice warehouses. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
This news comes to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Prabowo Subianto announces Indonesia's readiness to accept Gazans injured and traumatized by the ongoing conflict. Adi Romdoni covers the story.
President Prabowo Subianto announced on Wednesday that Indonesia is prepared to welcome Gazans who have been injured and traumatized by the ongoing conflict. He made this statement just before departing for Abu Dhabi as part of a series of official visits to the Middle East and Turkey. To facilitate this, he confirmed that Indonesian government would immediately send Foreign Minister Sugiono to discuss the logistics and details with the Palestinian government.
Kami juga siap untuk menerima korban-korban yang luka-luka. Kami nanti segera akan mengirim Menteri Luar Negeri untuk diskusi dengan pemerintah Palestina, dengan fiak-fiak di daerah tersebut. Bagaimana?
We are also ready to accept those who are injured. We will soon send the foreign minister to discuss with the Palestinian government and relevant parties in the region how we can implement the evacuation process. We are prepared to send planes to transport those who are injured, traumatized, or orphans. Anyone the Palestinian government and concerned parties want to evacuate to Indonesia. We estimate that the first wave will involve around 1,000 people.
Untuk gelombang pertama.
Furthermore, Prabowo outlined a few conditions before the arrival of the Gazans in Indonesia. He emphasized that the evacuation must first receive approval from all relevant parties in Palestine. Additionally, he clarified that the presence of the Gazans in Indonesia would be temporary. They would be expected to return to Palestine once they have recovered and are able to resume their lives.
President of Indonesia arrives in Abu Dhabi for Middle East diplomatic visit to support peace efforts. Ofra Regina has the report.
President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto has arrived in Abu Dhabi on Wednesday, marking the first stop in his diplomatic mission to the Middle East and Turkey. This visit comes in response to increasing calls for Indonesia to play a more active role in supporting peace in the Middle East.
Saudara-saudara, I am taking this trip because many have called for Indonesia to be more involved in helping find a solution to the conflict in Gaza and wider Middle East. While Indonesia is far from the region, we are the world's largest Muslim majority country. As a non-aligned nation, Indonesia is viewed as a neutral party accepted by all sides. This gives us a moral responsibility.
Following his visit to Abu Dhabi, the president, accompanied by a small delegation, will continue his tour visiting Turkey, Egypt, Qatar, and Jordan.
Indonesia prepares new trade strategy with the U.S. Desi Anugranov brings the latest.
The Indonesian government is set to begin negotiation with the United States regarding reciprocal tariff on Indonesia export. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto explained on Tuesday that under the direction of President Prabowo Subianto, Indonesia planned to increase import from the U.S., particularly agricultural products like soybean and wheat, which are not produced locally, along with machinery, liquefied petroleum gas, and liquefied natural gas. Erlangga also stated that Indonesia will offer both fiscal and non-fiscal incentive to facilitate U.S. product entering the Indonesia market, aiming to improve the competitiveness of Indonesia export.
With this offer, we hope to achieve lower tariffs. This is a good opportunity for us to work on, and we must quickly improve our capacity and efficiency.
In light of global uncertainty, the government emphasized that Indonesia's economic fundamentals remain strong with rising competitiveness, stable credit ratings, and a healthy financial sector. The state budget and the domestic market continue to serve as key stabilizer, just as they did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to visit Ankara, Turkey, for a returned meeting with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Andi Ramdhani has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto is set to make a return visit to Ankara, Turkey to meet with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This visit is part of President Prabowo's diplomatic tour to Middle East to encourage and support the resolution of the Gaza conflict and broader regional issues. Speaking before his departure from Jakarta on Wednesday morning, President Prabowo Subianto highlighted the broad and comprehensive cooperative relationship between Indonesia and Turkey.
Melaksanakan kunjungan kenegaraan sebagai balasan terhadap kunjungan Presiden Republik Turkiye kepada Indonesia beberapa saat yang lalu. Beliau undang saya ke situ.
I am undertaking this state visit in return for the recent visit of the President of Turkey to Indonesia. He also invited me to attend a diplomatic forum in Antalya. There I will consult with him on several matters, including geopolitics, geoeconomics, industrial cooperation, trade, education, and culture. Our relationship with Turkey is wide-ranging and comprehensive.
Kita punya hubungan yang cukup luas dan komprehensif dengan Turki.
In February 2025, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Indonesia. During their meeting at the State Palace in Bogor, Indonesia and Turkey signed 12 agreements covering various fields, including energy, agriculture, defense, communications, health, and education.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Coding and artificial intelligence will become new elective subjects starting in the 2025-2026 academic year. More details are provided by Dora Pardede.
Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, said that the Idul Fitri gathering is not just a ceremony, but a chance to strengthen cooperation and support the president's programs, especially in improving education and building a strong future generation. He said this during the Halal Bihalal event at the ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday. Abdul Muti also announced that the 2025-2026 academic year will be an important milestone with the introduction of new elective subjects like coding and artificial intelligence, along with the gradual start of deep learning programs.
Insyaallah coding dan AI juga akan mulai diperlakukan sebagai mata pelajaran.
We hope the coding and AI will begin as elective subjects, and we will also start implementing various new policies including deep learning gradually in 2025-2026 school year.
Secara bertahap pada tahun pelajaran 2025-2026.
Abdul Muti also mentioned that three will be new announcements soon, including a new student admission system for 2025-2026, an academic ability test as part of the national education system, and direct government aid for honorary teachers to improve their welfare. These steps are part of the government's commitment to fulfilling its duty to educate the nation. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian government will continue to manage the state budget, particularly debt and budget deficit, with caution, transparency, and care. Dora Pardede has the report.
Indonesia's Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that the government will continue to manage the state budget carefully and transparently, particularly regarding debt and the budget deficit, to ensure the stability of the state budget's rating and outlook. She made this statement during an economic discussion at Menara Mandiri Sudirman in Jakarta on Tuesday. Sri Mulyani explained that by the end of March 2025, the state budget will be in a better condition. The budget is designed to be cautious and sustainable, even though many government programs are currently running.
Presiden memang punya banyak program, tapi itu semua.
Presiden does have many programs, but they are all designed within a careful and sustainable state budget. So this is our foundation to reassure that we should not create unnecessary worry over things that are still fundamentally in good shape.
Untuk hal-hal yang sebetulnya fundamentally masih baik.
Sri Mulyani also emphasized that the state budget will not be overwhelmed by the president's priority programs, such as food security, energy security, free nutritious meal, free health checks, village development, and others. Because these programs are already included in the budget, she further explained that the start budget is designed with a deficit of about 2.5% or over 6,000 trillion rupiah, in line with law number 62 of 2024. So far, the deficit and financing that can be issued amount to 250 trillion rupiah, with government securities reaching 280 trillion rupiah. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, that's the highlights of the week of the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. Listener, we're gonna play a song by Java Jive. Java Jive, a musical group from Bandung, was founded in 1989 by Muhammad Nurwana, aka Noi, and Edwin Saleh. After replacing its member finally in 1991, Java Jive's official member were Fatur as vocal, Dennis Prit as vocal, and Capung as guitar, Noi as bassist, and Tony as keyboard, and also Edwin Saleh as drum. Java Jive's appearance brought a certain brilliance into Indonesia's music industry. Java Jive's debut study album titled Java Jive's One was released in 1993. The main hits in the album were Kau Yang Terindah, or You Are the Prettiest. This song was about a couple of lovers who were separated by distance and time, and they were missing each other. Every second they always imagined a beautiful day when they finally met. Listener, here is Kau Yang Terindah by Java Jive.
Thank you.
ingin ku buka lembar baru untuk meneruskan hidupku. Tak mau lagi kesedihan selimuti diriku. Semua orang ingin bahagia menjalani hidup di dunia ini.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Gesang Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia.
Listener, let's enjoy our special review hosted by Steve with seismologist or head of meteorology, climatology, and geophysics agency of Indonesia, data center Dr. Pepen Supendi. Enjoy the interview.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and today we'll be talking about earthquake potential and also how to mitigate it personally. And you can listen to this on vionis.id and the application RRI Digital. And today, joining with us on Zoom connection, we have the seismologist and also head of earthquake data center at the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency with Dr. Pepen. Good morning, Pak Pepen.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us in such a short notice. And we would like to know, do you have the data about the recent earthquakes in Indonesia? Because I use the application BMKG, Info BMKG, and I get a lot of updates about the earthquakes in Indonesia.
Right. So in the past week, a total of 374 earthquakes occurred across Indonesia.
Around 300 only in
the last week. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And as we know that, it's not really devastating. The damage is quite low, is it, sir?
Yes. The strongest earthquake occurred at a magnitude of 6.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it occurred in the Banda Sea.
Okay, and we would like to know, how can that many earthquakes happen in Indonesia?
Right. So Indonesia has one of the highest seismic hazard of any country in the world. The highly complex tectonic settings in this region, resulting from the collision of the Indo-Australian and Eurasian plates and the interaction of the Pacific and Philippine Sea plates. That's why the huge of the earthquakes this has occurred in Indonesia. And as you know, in 2017, the National Centers for Earthquake Studies of Indonesia, PUSGEN, has recognized 13 megatrust segments throughout Indonesia, from West Sumatra, South Java, Bali, Nusa Tenggara, North Sulawesi, and Maluku, and North Papua. And Indonesia has 295 active faults. So I think this year will be increased. It's because we have more study about active faults, not only from seismology, but also from geology and geodesy approaches.
Okay. As we know that there isn't yet any technology to detect or even to predict when an earthquake would be happening, but this study that you mentioned, how helpful it is, it will be to prevent damages and also casualties.
Yeah. So currently, BMKG have 355 seismic stations throughout Indonesia. So we ensure that every single earthquake that occurred in Indonesia will be monitored by BMKG. So BMKG detects earthquakes through network throughout Indonesia, and when an earthquake occurs, the sensors then recall seismometers. Record the vibration of seismic wave. Then the data is then transmitted to BMKG monitoring sensors in Jakarta using communication systems. And then in Jakarta, the earthquake analyze then review this earthquake consists of epicenter, depth, magnitudes, and fault types. And these information disseminated to public by stakeholders, various channels such as TV, radio, and mobile apps.
And when an earthquake happens until it can reach the people, for example, me using Info BMKG application, how fast is it to reach me?
I think it's less than 3 minutes.
Less than 3 minutes, so it's that quick. So make sure that if you happen to be in Indonesia, download the application Info BMKG to know the updates about, especially related to earthquakes. And you said that Indonesia have certain characteristics that that can be a factor to so many earthquakes in Indonesia. And we know that recently the Myanmar and Thailand earthquake, well, the whole world is quite sad about it. But is there any differences between the earthquake in here and in Myanmar and Thailand?
Right. So basically, earthquakes in Myanmar and Indonesia are both caused by tectonic activity, but they occur in different geological settings and have different characteristics, impacts, and associated risk.
I see. Okay. And I got an additional question, sir, from the newsroom. So let's go back about the technology that detects and warns about the earthquake. Can this technology also reach people in remote areas?
Of course. Currently, we have a lot of dissemination systems that we call as new generation of tsunami early warning systems. So by this system, we ensure this information can reach people to the remote area.
And let's talk about the mitigation. Should there be earthquake when people are visiting in Indonesia? Indonesia is, of course, we have a lot of earthquakes, but mostly safe. But if that happens, any tips for the people?
All right. So during an earthquake, the most important thing is to stay calm and act quickly to protect yourself. If you are in windows, for instance, immediately drop to the ground. Stay away from windows, mirrors, glass, and heavy furniture that could fall. And if you are inside a high-rise building, remain where you are. Do not use elevators and move away from windows and exterior walls. And if you are near the coast and feel a strong or long-lasting earthquake, evacuate to higher ground immediately after the shaking stops, as it may be a sign of an impending tsunami. Do not wait for official warnings. Move quickly and stay away from the shore until authorities declare it safe. So it's several tips for people.
Okay, so that's the tips for people if you're visiting Indonesia and there should be any kind of earthquake. And if you are around the coastal area, you can see a lot of signage where to go, especially during tsunami, and make sure to pay attention to those signs and you will be safe. Okay, thank you very much, Pak Pepen, for joining us this morning. Have a good day.
Day, thank you.
All right, listener, that is our short talk about the earthquake in Indonesia. We have a lot of earthquakes and we know the factors, mostly quite safe, but we got also very useful tips to do when it happens. And we have just talked with the seismologist and also the head of the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's Earthquake Data Center with Dr. Pepen Supendi. And you can listen again to this talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Today's Music Corner presents a song by Audela. Alda Wiyakadela Arif Suyoso, better known as Audela, is an Indonesian singer who has participated in various talent search events. However, so far, she only managed to come out as a finalist. Meanwhile, her name has begun to be known by the wider community since her first single entitled Tertawan Hati, which was released in 2022, became a hit. Audela continues to be productive, and recently she released a new song entitled Setengah Mati. This pop ballad genre song was created by Martinus Layardo and Clara Riva. The song, which was released at the end of September 2024, is dedicated to people who have failed to move on from a love story that is so difficult to erase from the memory. Well, listener, here is the song by Audela called Setengah Mati. Enjoy!
Berapa malam aku menangis.
Apa kamu sadar ku masih belum bisa merelakan semua yang telah kita punya. Lama-lama lelah untuk berpura-pura, begitu hebat sakitku.
Indonesia.
Listener, I am Ahmad Faisal. I would like to say thank you very much for your time and attention to listen to our program. Have a nice weekend and see you then.